Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Right. Kenikekana in Sibidiela, Bulatakhomu Village, Mohage Juman. Cultural activities we attend where God is secondary to ancestors, and certain church activities honoring instructions of our ancestors, where, for instance, we must slaughter, but above all, the greatest pollutants come from within, man himself. Kekana ke ni zibidiela bulatlakhomu. Yeah, all right, Kenny, thank you so much for that. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends we are. And of course, the time has just gone on to 9:30. Over the hour 7, you can give us a shout. 012-334-1322.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Heavenly Father, I just stand on Psalm 91 right now, and I just declare that we who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This we declare about the Lord. He alone is our refuge, our place of safety. He's our God, and we trust Him. For He will rescue us from every trap and protect us from deadly disease. He will cover us with His feathers. He will shelter us with His wings. Thank you, God, that Your faithful promises are armor and protection. We will not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. We will not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at our side, though 10,000 are dying around us, these evils will not touch us. We'll just open our eyes and see how the wicked are punished. Thank you, Lord, that You are our refuge. Thank You, Most High God, that You are our shelter. Therefore, no evil will conquer us. No plague will come near our home, for You will order Your angels to protect us wherever we go. Thank You, Lord, that Your angels will hold us up with their hands, so we won't even hurt our foot on a stone. Thank You, Lord, that we will trample on lions and cobras. We will crush fierce lions and serpents under our feet. Thank You, Lord, that You say in Your word that You will rescue those who love You. You will protect those who trust in Your name. We love You, Lord, and we trust in Your name. Thank You, God, that when we call on You, You will answer us. Thank You that You are always with us, even if we're in trouble. Thank You that You rescue us and You honor us. Thank You, Lord, that You reward us with a long life and You give us Your salvation. Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask that You would just cover us with Your spiritual armor right now. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of peace, the sword of Your word, and the shield of faith. Father, we ask that You would cancel every fiery dart, every evil plot or evil plan of the enemy against us. Father, we ask that You would send us 100,000 times the amount of angelic protection that we normally receive. Father God, we ask that You would go ahead of us, make our path straight, Lord God. Father, please protect us from all evil. Thank You, God, that You comfort us. Thank You, God, that You honor us, Lord. I'm just reminded of Isaiah 43, verse 4, that says, You are honored and I love You. And thank You, Lord, that You honor us and that You love us. We love You so much, Father God. May all the praise be to You, Lord God. Lord, please bless tonight and let us have a good night's rest, and help us with whatever we need to get done. And Father, please protect us physically, spiritually, emotionally, and in every possible way. Lord, please create a hedge of protection around us with Your Holy Spirit fire. And Lord, please hide us in Your Holy Spirit. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'd like to hear a prayer where one says, Father, use me to touch lives. Not just that, 10,000 people should fall on my side and 1,000 fall on my side. But use me to touch lives, to change lives. Use me. If You can use anything, use me to change the attitude of South Africans, to change the attitude of racism. Use me to bring the brotherhood of the body of Christ. And I'm not saying people should not pray the way that they pray, but this prayer was sent to us as we were talking about the topic. And the topic basically is, what are the things that are polluting us? I think our own self-righteousness also pollutes us. Big time. Our own self-righteousness pollutes us, in that we are satisfied with our own salvation and not the salvation of the next person. What kind of believer do you become when you think like that? It really puzzles me at times.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM. Radio caring, 24 hours a day.
All right, we're taking your calls. 012-334-1322. We're talking about activities that pollute us. Religiousness, self-righteousness are also pollutants. Don't forget to mention those. Godfrey, my friend.
Good evening, Pastor.
My friend. You call me Pastor.
Ray and your guest, love.
Just call me Ray, man.
Oh, Baruch, no, Prof. Pollution of the mind, the reason, and the only reason it started... Lapanago numbers, I think 22. When Upalam hired Upalak to curse the Israelites who were encamping around his land. So he asked, he bought Upalak to curse some Israelites. And he couldn't curse them, instead he blessed them.
Yeah.
And then he was so angry, Upalam. Then Upalak came to the reason that Israel was not kissing. It's because they haven't committed any sin. So it's going to be difficult to curse them. So Upalak devised a means to commit, make Amatana Israel to commit sin, which even today, the enemy is using the same strategy. With the television, media, social media, anything, newspaper, anything, there must be something that pollutes the mind so that the sin gets into your system, your soul, and then you'll be able to be cursed. So that is the whole agenda of the devil. And in the show, every one of us gets a bit of curse, whether you read a book or, as you say, there are some of them. Utusa scroller, boom, there it is. Anything we as blocker, restriction, age, and whatnot. But for some way, somehow,
yeah,
they find a way through your portfolio or your system. Zingen and bam, and then it's too late. And remember, these things are recording. We don't know in future. They can be revealed and used against you. You see, so the devil is already preparing and destroying our mind. Hence the television. If you read, I think with Deuteronomy 18, where it tells Amayantan of Israel, they must sin to the, as he moved them to the new, to Canaan, the people, they were evil and doing all sorts of things. If you read there, all these evil things, is Zilab, incest, yes, all perversion of sexual perversion, they are shown at least in each and every movie, advert, song, you name it, picture, even anywhere, even gospel artists at times they do that. So that's where, that's the whole exercise and the reason for polluting the mind. The worst one now is the one that the government is involved in. By enacting policies that allows pollution to thrive. Government is the main source of a mind pollutant because they enacted policies which are anti-scripture, which are against the scripture. So government also entertained propels because to keep it in power, people must be in sin. so that they can also continue now in their sin of looting and staying there. And as we people also follow a government and their evil policies, so now we get cursed. We get a leadership, a corrupt, a evil, and all that. So goodbye, a punishment for us, a judgment for allowing a government to enact and such laws. And then even religion, our churches and all those, they contribute because they say nothing. They know the scripture, but they allow, they plead. Some of them, they even enact those pollutants in their churches. Music, ama dances, and the performance of all pastor touching inappropriately, doing, there's a whole concoction, a mixture of all those things, a buffet out there.
Buffet.
Thank you.
He just said a buffet. Hey, man. Yeah, I get you, man. I get you. And I'm happy that you were pointing also at the very same church and the activities that are happening there, where people think that, oh, no, by doing this, we are fine. And they ignore the real pollution that comes in as a disguise, in a form of prayer, praise. We need to be circumspect, very much so, circumspect at all times.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
There is radio and radio, and then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference? Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right, here's this one. It says, once again, thanks, Pastor Ray and your guests. The spiritual pollutants were clearly enunciated, but the missing puzzle piece in your discussion is how do we cleanse or exorcise ourselves from those pollutants? Maybe in conclusion, the professor must touch on that. It just runs away. Okay. On that, even though we know that the blood on the cross is the Redeemer, thanks. Kenny, let me give you a 411 here. We are talking specifically on pollutants. We are exposing pollutants. And then there will come a program when we speak about cleansing. Believe you me, we are speaking about pollutants. And I don't think it is going to be fair for cleansing to be given only the few minutes that is left. We need to make a program out of it. And the Father will provide us with the time to do that. I believe it. Very soon we will do that. But thank you for the heads up. So I just thought I should just tell you, we need to expose these things. There are those that are hidden. Even in, what do they call this? Empathenzesonto. There are those there are those that are hidden in the rituals of the church, the churches of the saints. There are pollutants that are also found in the financing of the churches. I tell you, yeah, man. There are some pastors, some messages they can't preach. You know why? Because the ones that are financing them, will stop financing them. Mututla para bemuda gasontaha.
Masim to me, se holkonge tawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no ayanda nenem. Siya tandaza, siya tumisa, sikya ilizwi nobunina uKrestu. Let's praise him. Good radio pulpit. 657 AM.
All right then, and let me bring this to you, Mayahi. I am looking at. This is fantastic, man. I'm looking at Ezekiel. Ezekiel, and I'm looking at 43 verses 8. When they set their threshold, by my threshold, and their doorpost by my doorpost. With a wall between them and me, they defiled my holy name by the abominations which they committed. Therefore I have consumed them in my anger. And this is talking to the church. He's talking to the church, not talking to people in the Shebin, he's talking to the church. That we had taken the church and we've turned it front side back. It's like someone looking at themselves in a mirror. Your left eye is on the right, your right eye is on the left. If you look into the mirror, you'd see that's the image of you, but not really you. Because everything seems to be proportional, but it is wrongly placed. But it doesn't look that way.
Absolutely, absolutely, as you say, that churches have turned out to be something else. You know, they no longer, you know, we had an era where churches were respected, but today, or when we look on some videos on YouTube, people invite in order to invite people. There's rituals that are performed before even people come together. So these are things that shows that there is that pollution or that defilement, because somebody in Otla with a clean heart thinking but the pastor has got their agenda. So we can link that as well with the scriptures of Ezekiel chapter number 22, 25. It says, there is a conspiracy of a prophet in the midst, like roaring lions tearing prey. They have devoured lives, they have taken wealth and precious matters, they have made many widows in her midst. Her priests have done violence to my teachings, and they profaned my set apart matters. They have not distinguished between the set apart and profane, nor have they made known the difference between clean and unclean. And they have hidden their eyes from my Shabbat, and I am profaned in their midst. Her leaders in her midst are like wolves tearing the prey to shed blood and to destroy life and to get greedy gain. And as it continues, it says that they are also, they see false vision and they divining a lie. So these are the things that we are finding in the places which are supposed to be places of worship, but people have turned them to be something else. So the Abba really help us. In other things that we can maybe note when it comes to defilement, I happen to be looking at some scripture, which is in the Apocrypha book. It speaks of the makeups. You know, how women would like to beautify themselves. They end up having even human hair on top of what Abba has given them. Then they feel, you know, the eyelashes and all that, they will shave and they will add eyelashes and all that. Also, one other thing is the gambling as well, which is something that we don't maybe, we're not aware of. Horse racing, China, your palm reading, your astrology, your fortune telling, and all that. So these are the things that have taken over, and they are polluting, because you can even see, making an example guy, another guy, how he's starting to behave, you know, in street videos and all that, you know, things that are making us to be so reckless and unaware, these are things that are leading us astray because they are polluting our spirit. So Allah must really help us so that we can actually learn to come out in these kinds of addiction, spiritually more, because sometimes it would just be very, it's just a game and all that. And So it's now for them, for us to teach them to, or to make them aware, to say, hey, these are the things that are of Hashatan, tight clothes, dying of hair, and all these things. These are things that started from the time of the children of Seth, and they still continue today, because the scripture that says that nothing is new under the sun. Mm. So it still continues generations to generations. Tight clothing, something is shaped. And every woman now, these ladies, babata habataya before to babata hotena so that they come in reverse. I'm telling you, Ralike, so they are ahead of
us. I'm telling you, Ralike. You remind me of this artist. We fly down to Cape Town. And then we have a meeting, at the waterfront. And then he starts complaining about the Most High, saying, I wish he didn't make, these women. And I said, what do you mean? He says, look now, I am being tempted. No, brother, you're not tempted. You just made an appointment. Just cancel it. How? Hey, Mutas was polluted. Yeah, just cancel it. You know these artists, man. Ray, you must pray for me, man. Come on. Cancel the appointment. Simple and straightforward. 657, coming to you, we trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends, you and I are. And we're going on right through up to 8 o'clock. And the time has just gone on to 29 minutes before the hour. 29 minutes before the hour. And we need to hear from you as to what you say, Much of the times, let me put it that way, we really look down at the very aspect, of things that are polluting us. And I need us to take this whole show to expose those things. Our apparel. The word is saying quite a lot about our apparel. Is impahla. I remember, I think it's this professor from Ongoye, O-T-E-H Nxumalo. He wrote a poem and he used to call it Ubuwula Bokuzibopha. And I just didn't understand it then. And one time we were laughing. I remember very well, I was just a young boy, 1988. And it writes Ubuwula Bokuzibopha, the way people are dressing themselves. And you are speaking about how fashion has made us, it's playing games on us. Now, people were not wearing krempelin anymore. They are wearing it now. And these trousers are holding them. Baruch, I was talking about women. I'm talking about men, man. You could see this guy cannot breathe. This one, he's going to faint. Mutamburet. Kori, he can't breathe, if you know what I mean. Nevertheless, we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you say about this. The very notion and aspect of when we find ourselves polluted without knowing, I used to have a house next to one of the world's most famous car plants in Rosslyn. And around 7:30, 8 o'clock at times there, when I would arrive at home on Sundays, I arrive around 7:30 towards 8 o'clock at night. Then when I got there, you know, I could smell, and all the time. And then my kid would say to me, but what is this smell? No, it comes from that factory. And says, yo, but yeah, man, it looks like it will contaminate us. I said, if you can smell it, it's already in your lungs. There are contaminants that when you start becoming aware of them, they've already been doing quite some work for quite some time in you. We need discernment and to expose these. There are those that are very subtle. You know, they come quite nicely. Like someone said there and say, they happen in the church service at times, these things. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Professor, I'm looking at Hebrews chapter 12, verses 15. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of the Elohim, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble. By this many became defiled. There are things that can defile us even in the church services. Bitterness, gossips, all these little things. You know, someone just talking things and all that. Misinterpretations, misunderstanding, deliberations on these. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. They can bring contaminations. The word says so. What say you, Prof?
Thanks again, brother, for the question. Let me reread Hebrews 12:15.
Yeah.
You're asking or you're mentioning something very, very important, because we don't take care of what we say and what is in our hearts and consider that as something that defiles us. So it says, see to it that no one falls short of the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile men. So in other words, these are the things that come into our heart as a seed. And once they get planted into our hearts, they have the tendency of growing. But this growth, most of us are not aware of it, which is the growth that end up taking us away from God and we get defiled. Some of the feelings and what we go through, we think we are supposed to feel like that. When someone comes and makes me angry, I feel it is my right to feel the way I feel as long as I feel. And I develop the heart of bitterness, anger, and revenge, and all of those things. I feel justified for behaving in that manner. So we are now being brought back to who we really are. We are being grounded by the verse that you have just quoted, that when we lose the sense of who we are, we then get polluted. And how do we get polluted using this particular scripture? We get polluted by being removed from our position as the children of God. Our position is where we are healthy in spirit, is when we are connected with Him, is when we are bearing the fruit of the Spirit. So the fruit of the Spirit has nothing to do with bitterness, has nothing to do with anger, nothing to do with envy. But God wants us to have the heart of peace, joy, loving kindness, self-control, and all of these nine fruit that we have in the book of Galatians. But when we lose that sense of bearing the fruit, we then have a fruit of bitterness. We then begin to be people who bear other things other than being in God. And that opens up doors of the enemy, and the enemy comes and continues to pollute us even more. So we are being told to guard the heart. I'm brought back to the scripture that we need to guard our hearts, because from the heart, that's where the issues of life spring from. So why should we guard the heart? It is because when the heart is polluted, when the heart can receive things that are ungodly, it has a tendency of watering that seed, and that seed will grow into a forest. And once that seed can grow to that level, it is difficult for it to be uprooted and the person get changed. So in other words, we guard our heart by using the word of God as a measure or as a mirror that checks what gets planted into our hearts, lest we run short of the glory of the Most High. We run short of the glory when the seed that is allowed into our heart is not the seed of faith, the seed of the word of God, and we are not bearing the fruit that comes from the Most High. So in other words, when we guard against these pollutants, we are guarding against our behavior that must not be contrary to the behavior of the child of God. Mm. We are guarding that we continue to move in the conduct that is worthy of our walk, that is worthy of our call. How are they going to know that we are of God? They will see by the fruit that we bear. And one of the fruit that they have to see is the fruit of love, is the fruit of conduct, is the fruit that will bear the fruit of the Most High. So when people are walking in a certain manner contrary to the word of God, then we will know that they have pollutants. And we've been saying all along that the pollutants are coming all over from the people around us, the people we talk to, the people we engage with, the societies that we get involved in, the TVs that we watch, the social media that we allow. And I want to bring across what you mentioned about the garments that we put on.
Mm.
And this is very, very bad because it's in the house of God itself. And we hide under the garments that we are wearing. And some of the garments are under or they are covered by the stature, by the position. I'm a pastor, I'm an apostle, I'm a prophet. And then it means nothing else will be seen. It's contrary. So we just need to see this cover of your position. And then moving from the garment of your position to the garment that is physical. And this garment that is physical, most of us wear them as a demeanor of holiness, as though there's nothing wrong that must be imputed upon us, whereas we are doing things that are ungodly. So in other words, let us guard against the external parading, the external parade, the external things that are seen that are not godly. So we must not confess God by our garments, but let our hearts and the conduct that comes from the heart be the ones that speaks greater or more than what we are saying. I'm reminded of the book, I think it's in Zechariah chapter 3, where Joshua was standing in front of the angel with the filthy garment. Let me quickly open that scripture because sometimes we do have that kind of a picture in front of us. We continue to minister thinking that because of who I am in my position and my garments, I'll still be a holy person who is regarded as a holy one and who must continue to serve. Whereas in that time, I'm not even supposed to stand and speak to the people of God as though I'm a righteous person. Let's quickly read Zechariah 3:3. It says, now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel. The angel said to those who were standing before him, take off his filthy clothes. Then he said to Joshua, see, I have taken away your sin and I will put fine garment on you. So I'm saying this, I'm reading the scripture to bring across that some of the things that defile us are things that we embrace, things that we put upon us. And the physical garment in this case can sometimes be related to as a physical garment in other people's lives. But for other people, it might be a spiritual garment. But that spiritual garment needs to be in the presence of God, that God may cleanse that physical, that spiritual garment, which is our sin. So it is a sin that we believe is hidden, whereas God knows about it. It might be the sin that you do in hidden places as a servant of God that you think people are that you think God is not aware of, simply because you think people are not seeing it. God sees that our behaviors, our hearts, our fraudulent behaviors, our adultery, our fornication, God sees that, and we come with these behaviors in the presence of God, and we want to minister with such behaviors. And God wants us to know that even if people don't know about these things, He sees them and He knows them. And we need to repent from such, because it defiles Him, it defiles His house, it defiles the Word of God, it defiles what the gospel is about and what is it for. So the garments that we must wear, the behavior that we must portray, we must reflect Christ. We must radiate Him in His fullness and His glory by the way we conduct ourselves physically and spiritually. It's not only about all the cassocks that you will wear, but it's about the inner garment that you will need to wear. But make sure that inner garment is clean by your behavior. Don't go around to things and think that God does not see, because that is so clear in the presence of the Lord. And God wants us to be aware that it pollutes our spirituality and we get disconnected from Him. When we are disconnected, it means we are not hearing from Him. We'll end up speaking our own minds in the house of God, and we speak back in the name of the Most High, which is totally wrong.
I hear you quite well. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322, 17 minutes to the hour 8.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, this show is about those things that are polluting us. We stick to that so that we can expose at least most of them. I know we can't expose all of them. You know, you need a whole day to actually expose most of them. I mean, all of them, if that can ever be possible. Now, in James chapter 3, verse 6, Mike, I'm bringing this to you. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set amongst our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell. The tongue. The speeches that are being made, man. The sermons that are given, the gimmicks that are there. The lingo, the terminology also there. You know, there's this thing where you'd find it, say, hey, this one is manifesting. You know, there's a terminology that you find amongst Amapona game. And there are things that they say, you know, and they also throw fire on each other. I've heard others throwing fire on another. Fire, 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 fire. You know? And I've heard people calling each other names and all that. It's quite sad. We should be careful. We must bridle our tongues, because a tongue can be a pollutant, my ahe.
Thank you, my ah. Absolutely, a tongue can be a pollutant. Words, when they are used correctly, they are a seed and they bless, they barak. Mm. But then when they are used to slander, they become a sword, or they call a pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, because when somebody speaks bad, you know, sometimes
yeah.
You know, that's how
because they are swords, they are daggers, they are swords, eh? With swords and daggers, yeah.
Absolutely. So that is why it becomes important. You know, when somebody has done wrong, we have to always be polite, you know, even when somebody's wrong, but because Abba Har Kalimelayem, he's compassionate, he's loving, you know. So how do we motto, you know, uruhana, it hurts, you know. So this is what this book speaks about. Then that when now no man is able to tame the tongue, it is unruly. It is filled with deadly poison, because it can. It can destroy reputation, yamut. Kapela, you know. respecting and still eating come to all because of the theoretical and TD Bule Kaene. I want to come to all the Marianne Kete Hapar. So it is quite important for us when we speak, we need to know what to speak. We look at the book of Psalm 119. Psalm 119, number 49, letter number seven, it's called Zion. And Zion, it aligns being the importance of seven being the Tatila Shabbat, and for us to be able to know what Shabbat does to the enemy when we get to even observe it. So when we come to the Shabbat, right, and we observe the Shabbat, so it becomes a weapon to that one who is the enemy. So that is the letter Zion, which says, remember the word of your servant on which you have caused me to wait. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. So this is now the this word, and Zion is also Pekwana. Is it a hoe that when plowing, plowshare.
Yeah,
a plowshare. So you can see how it's even related to say when the soil is hard, for it to be soft, you need to use a plowshare. So you can see the word of Abba that it what it does to a person. So when I am this person who is hard like a wilderness, feeling like, feeling safe, then once I start to read, to meditate in his word, then slowly, it's like now the plowshare is starting to work on me and it starts to change me to be a better person so that I can be able to learn his statutes. Because when we started, we were not prayerful. We didn't care about the word and all that. But once as you start to go, and eventually you start seeing the beauty, you start to reap the reward, the benefits of staying in his word. Because now you can see, wow, there's truly prosperity in me starting to spend time in his word. So that is what his word does. So the enemy will want to bring beggars. The enemy will want to use people to come and speak evil against you so that you must be hurt, so that I must quit. But Abba, when with his word, it is words that are making us to be fruitful. So when we live and stay in his word, then we can no longer be barren. So therefore, his word removes the pollution, because now it brings light. We no longer walk in darkness, but we slowly start to move into the light, and eventually our spirits now are cleansed, because these demons, they cannot stand his word. So that's one other way of us having to clean this pollution, to say when we stay in his word, then we know this pollution is able to escape. And quickly, all wrongdoings are sin. First John chapter 5, number 17. So, but now when we start to live according to the Torah, which is the commandments, then we start to change, because we are told to be obedient, to hear and to do. So as we read, we start to put it into practice. And when we put it into practice, we start to become better people, speak better, start to do things in obedience, and therefore pollution starts to escape us. Halala.
Halala. We are taking your calls. Okay, Mieza, send me a WhatsApp that says hi. Hi, Mieza. What's your take? 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Now, in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 24, it says, "Do not defile yourself with any of these things by which all the nations are defiled, which I am casting out before you." And we should know all these things that are defiling people in the worldliness or in the world, you know. What are the things that are defiling people? And we should know all of them so that we should not find ourselves cast out. Professor, finally.
Thank you again, my brother. We've spoken extensively about most of these things, and I would just like to count one as we're coming to a close, and it is found in James 4:11, where God is warning us against speaking against one another. It says here, "Do not speak against one another, brethren. He who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not the doer of the law, but a judge of it." So this is one of the things that we find growing in churches, where members are gossiping against one another, where members backbite one another, and this has a dire consequence of defiling the spirit. At the end of the day, the house of God does not reflect what it is about. So this is very, very important that when we are in the house of God, we are our brother's keepers, we are our sister's keepers. Yeah. We need to stop backbiting, we need to stop gossiping, we need to stop laughing at one another. When you see another brother and going through a certain thing, then you start talking about him, why is this and that is happening in the life of this and this brother. And God doesn't want us to speak against one another because it does not reflect him. So at the end of the day, he wants us to care for one another. He wants us to reflect him. He wants us to be the people who will speak well of other people. You read another verse that spoke about the tongue, that our tongue is very, very dangerous in terms of defiling ourselves, because it reflects what is in our hearts. As a man speaketh, so is he in his heart. So in other words, we defile ourselves by our speech sometimes. And if we don't guard against our speech, we are soon going to be away from God. We are soon going to reflect that we don't serve this God whom we say we serve. So we need to guard our speech. We need to take care of one another. We need to stop backbiting, but love one another and protect one another so that you can reflect our Father.
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, finally, my Achim, these things that are defiling us, you know, we also have to, I basically say to many people, don't grow weary of exposing these things, because we are warning one another. Don't grow weary of exposing these things, because, you know, if you basically grow tired of exposing these things, the blood of those who do not know, that should have known through you, is in your hands, you know, and the day of the Lord is soon approaching. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5, you know, it speaks about the day of the Most High, where we will see the destruction of the flesh, so that, you know, the spirit might be saved in the day of the Elohim. When people do bad, would see early deaths. To me, it means that we see early deaths, you know. So we should be able to stand firm and warn. Finally, in just 2 minutes, are we warning enough? Because people seem to be dying, man.
I would say we're not, and also I think we face with a challenge whereby when we get to speak these things, we've been told that we are judging. And that becomes a problem. And also when you speak the truth or when you raise these things, then people start to separate themselves from you, because the word of truth is a sword on its own. So some people love to be in the midst. They enjoy this collusion. They love this, you know, this death. It's the spirit of a pig. Whether you can clean it, but it will still return back to the mud. You know, so we continually have to pray that Abba must help us. Abba must deliver us. You said the love that we should have, it should not be about us only being delivered.
Yeah.
But even my brother, my neighbor, my community, everyone
else. Love your neighbor as yourself, yes.
So let this light come to everyone. So if we intercede for them to say, Abba, we may be the first fruits, they may be the last fruit, but let them get to see what we are speaking about. So they're not even going to see the rain. But for them, you can say, hey, you know what? I only realized, I couldn't understand when we were doing this and this and that. You know, but now I have come to the realization and I accept, wow, you know, the love that you have for mankind is good. So we need to stand up. We need to pray for one another. We need to support for one another, because in some other instances, there's so many oppressions and depressions, demons that are surrounding us, and we are caught in these things. We need to cut out those vows and oaths and covenants that we've entered into so that we can be able to see the light. May Abba richly bless us, and Ahi, may he bless you and your household. Also to Professor Buyi and her family, and to all the Radio Pulpit listeners. Shalom. Halala.
Halala, my Achi. May that happen also to you. Blessings to you and your family. Good health and protection throughout. Even you at work, I pray that you work well. And we come against all the challenges, man. There are those who are poking. There are those who are poking on you, and we pray that may the poking not succeed. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Yeah. Hallelujah. And of course, Professor, thank you so much. Pass our greetings at home and love.
Thank you very much to everyone. A blessing to everyone in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. And of course, good night to both of you. And thank you so much. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him. His name is Yahweh Elohim. We bless him that even tonight, by his Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for the messages. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for praying for us. We love you. Have yourself a beautiful night, even feather.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.